Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wrestle hard. Regaining the love of the sport. We all love the sport of wrestling. Sometimes we forget what it is we love about it and how much we really do enjoy wrestling and everything that goes with it. Welcome back to Mindset Monday. Gene and Jeff Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coaches. We're going to talk to you today about finding the love, regaining the love of the sport.
Yeah, if you're a wrestler, you got to ask yourself, am I enjoying the season? What does enjoying the season have to do with anything?
Everything. If you think you're doing well now or not doing so well, imagine how hard it's going to be competing against someone who really loves the sport, someone who's saying on a regular basis, I live for this. This is where I want to be. There's no place else in the world I'd rather be. There's a lot of examples that come to mind. We're going to give you some of them right now.
Yep, it's tough to beat somebody who's really passionate about what they do. And then even further than that, I would say a step further would be, if you're not enjoying it, why? If you're putting all this work in, all this time in, something's probably wrong, and it's probably a mental issue, right? If we are putting all this time into wrestling in the off season, and then we get out there and we can't wait for the season to end, or if we have those thoughts in our mind, I can't wait for practice to end. And listen, it's going to happen occasionally. But if that's happening on a regular basis, you got to ask yourself, why am I not enjoying the season? And I got to make sure I'm doing things to improve that.
Wrestling is not mandatory. You don't have to wrestle in life. So if you're doing it, presumably it's because you find some happiness in it. Your brief philosophy lesson is that Aristotle says that every decision we make, every action that we take is ultimately derived at the good. And that good is happiness, at least at a natural level. So everything we're doing is geared towards being happy. So if we're not enjoying wrestling, there's a problem right off the bat.
It's another red flag. If you're not enjoying wrestling, if you're stressed a lot during the season, if you're anxious, most matches, most practices, there's a lot of matches. There's a lot of practices over a season. If I'm not having fun for most of them, you know, this is our recreation time, right? Wrestling at the end of the day, you don't have to do it. I remember you telling the story of your coach, right? Coach Shulman. He said, wrestling is your downtime, right? You're like, you need downtime during the season. He's like, I always looked at wrestling as my downtime, which is right. It's a sport. It's something that you're choosing to do. Nobody's saying at your school, hey, you have to wrestle or you can't be here.
Right. Health and fitness are mandatory. Recreation is mandatory, but a specific type of recreation and a specific type of fitness is not mandatory. So you don't have to wrestle. That's number one. So you have to understand wrestling is optional. And two, you have to understand that everything that you do, every action you take, every decision you make is ultimately ordered towards happiness. So with those premises underway, let's go through some of the examples. A couple people I thought of right off the bat in the Terry Brands episode on Flow Wrestling, where he pinned the Iowa State guy and he stood over him and he went boom. And Tom Ryan was recounting the story. Not that we're endorsing doing that, but Tom Ryan noticed, he said, these guys love this stuff. Like, they live for it. They really want to be out there. I think of Austin DeSanto back when in the Drexel days, there was a Flow Wrestling clip where it was in between periods. And who is he wrestling, Michik or someone? He's like, I live for this stuff, pumping his fist in between. I think of AJ Ferrari with the night before. Great examples are right off the bat. But we talk about AJ Ferrari right off the bat where he was NCAA. It's like, there's no place I'd rather be on a Saturday night than right here wrestling at the NCAA finals. It's like, it's going to be hard to beat a guy like that. And parents, you could see the eyeball test. We were just at the Bergen County tournament here in New Jersey, and you could see there's wrestlers mouthing off to their parents, yelling at their coaches, like, you know, throwing their headgear. And just in general, they don't look like they want to be there. They're not having fun. They're taking it out on other people. There's got to be enjoyment. You got to like it.
And then look no further than the best team in the nation for many years now, Penn State. They're in almost every interview from their wrestlers. They're talking about having fun. And why is that important? Because number one, like we said, it's your recreation. It's something you're choosing to do, and it's going to help you to bring out your best performance, right? It's tough. It's tough to get into that flow state without enjoying what you're doing, right? And that's something they're talking about. It's a constant focus at Penn State. It's not just an interview thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't come up in every single interview from almost every wrestler. It's something that's clearly talked about, and it's made important on a regular basis. You can't just say have fun. You got to do things. You got to focus on different things to make sure you're having fun.
We're just talking to Jimmy Lawson over at Elite Wrestling Club over at Steve Rivera's about a month ago or something like that. He wrestled for Penn State. He was 2-time New Jersey state champ. Now he's doing mixed martial arts. And he spoke about the sports psychologist that Penn State has over there. And we asked him to comment about that, talk about that at Penn State. He said, if you're a Penn State wrestler, you're meeting with her often. Boom, mic drop. What does that tell you? They're working on their mindset. And there's three themes. We were just telling wrestlers this right before they competed in the county finals. Well, guess what? Three themes of Penn State. They talk about God, faith. They talk about being aggressive, scoring points. You hear that all the time, scoring points. And they talk about having fun, enjoying themselves. God, points, fun. It comes up in almost every interview. You know, you don't have to know anything about their sports psychologist to know these are the things that are being emphasized, not only by her, but also by the coaching staff at Penn State. So if you want to be successful, that's one of the three pillars right there. God, points, fun.
On a consistent basis. It can't just be right before the match. Have fun. So just go out there and have fun. It's like, how do I have fun? Well, just relax out there. That whole circle that we talk about, it's like, well, be more confident. Well, how do I do it? It's like, just relax. How do I relax? Just have fun. It's got to be consistent. And then there's got to be a change in the focus. And that's really when we go into the exercise. One of the first things that we do with our athletes, let me share the screen here. And maybe you could touch on this for a little bit. Actually breaking down, what do we love about different aspects of the sport, right? There's dual meets, there's tournaments, there's matches, there's a lot of practices. What do we like about each one of those?
Right. This is common, especially we see this very frequently, especially when times are tough, after losses, after bad performances, and also in pressure situations. We don't like to call them big or small matches, but a lot of times towards the end of the season, towards the postseason, when you're getting closer to your goals, we forget why we love the sport. So especially when times are tough, we go through this exercise with our wrestlers. It's one of our first lessons we have, but there's probably no lesson that we have, maybe other than goals, that's more frequently posted in lockers of wrestlers. What I mean by that is that a lot of wrestlers will post up one of our mindset exercises in their locker so they could see it on a regular basis. One thing they have in their locker is their goals. And this is another sheet that a lot of our wrestlers post up there to remind them during the difficult times, the cutting weight, the pressure matches, the hard times, you know, throughout the year. What do I love about the sport? And it doesn't have to be so like, I love this, but it's, I like this. I enjoy this. So we want to break it down into different categories. We want to break it down into practice. You have to enjoy practice to some extent because you're going to spend most of your time practicing. Make a list. Be as detailed and specific as possible. Being with my friends. I like my coach. I like learning new skills. I like, like we were talking to Florian Guinea yesterday, or the coach over at Olympic. He said it's like a video. Wrestling's like a video game. You get to the next level, right? In martial arts, it's the different belts that you go through. So you like attaining a certain level of mastery. So make as detailed and specific as you can, thinking about what you like about the sport of the practice aspect of wrestling. Then you have to do that also for tournaments. What is it that you like about tournaments? We were sitting there yesterday and we're pretty clear of what we don't like. Waiting around, it's uncertain times of when things are beginning. There's a delay, different circumstances. Well, you got to think about the opposite. What is it that you like about tournaments? What do you enjoy about being at a tournament? You see some friends from other schools. You get to showcase your ability. Not that it's you're thinking about looking good in front of other people, but you get to actually do what you practice so many times in a match.
You get to wrestle more matches. If you like wrestling, you should like a tournament because you get to wrestle more than one match.
Multiple matches, right? It's easier than a practice. Even if you have five matches, a lot easier than doing a 2.5 hour, 3 hour practice. So that's tournaments, then also dual meets. Because dual meets and tournaments, a little bit different. A little different circumstances. So what is it that you like about the dual meets? And again, being as detailed and specific as you possibly can, right? It's only 6-7 minutes of wrestling. You could work out after. Whatever it is you like, what you like about a dual meet is that it's on one mat. What you like about a tournament is that it's on multiple mats. So really, really grind it down and think about what it is that you enjoy about all those different aspects. And you could do this too with any other aspect of the sport that's not written down on this worksheet. In other words, your nutrition. We all know that it's, could be annoying and it could be very difficult to be on our nutrition plan and also just dieting to bring our weight down during the season. Well, what is it that you like about eating healthy?
A quick break from today's podcast. Wrestling season is here. Wrestling Mindset is the number one wrestling-specific program anywhere in the world. This season, make sure to work with a Wrestling Mindset coach to get the mental edge so that you can build confidence, stay motivated, and bring out your best when it means the most. Wrestling Mindset works with hundreds of wrestlers and teams each year. We have a special offer this season for our podcast listeners. Go to our website at WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type your name and information. In the last section, you'll see additional information. Type in podcast discount. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount and teams will have a $200 discount for any team program. Again, go to WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type in podcast discount under additional information. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount in their first month, and teams will receive a $200 discount on any team program. Get the mental edge today. Now back to our podcast.
Well, when I'm not overeating, I don't feel bloated. I don't have that carbo crash. I just feel lighter and more energetic. I like the feeling of being disciplined, of being regimented with my eating. I look better. I could see my abs a little bit better when I'm eating healthy and I'm dieting, right? So being specific about that. If weightlifting is difficult for you, like we did a lot of weightlifting, but in high school, unfortunately, we didn't understand the importance of training your legs, which probably sounds crazy to wrestlers out there now, but we just didn't do it. And I think, well, I'm going to be sore the next day if I train my legs. Well, what are some of the positives about that? It's the most important, basically the most important muscle group. My legs are going to be stronger. They're going to look stronger. Wrestling is going to be easier because I have more power, right? I'm going to be able to jump higher and run faster. So writing it out, all the different areas of the sport, what it is that you like, enjoy, and even love.
It's really a battle of focus, right? It's easy to focus on the things that we don't like. Maybe that's even human nature, right? But we really have to get good at focusing on what we do enjoy. And just go back to mindset principle number one. I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. That's why that's a great thing to go through before every single workout, every single practice, after every single practice. I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. I'm thankful for the opportunity to lift. I'm thankful for the opportunity to run. Right? I'm healthy enough. It's going to help me in the, later in the matches. I'm going to be stronger later in the season. I'm thankful for the opportunity. We're focusing on a regular basis. And that's probably another reason why a lot of our athletes, you hear them after an interview, they talk about, they talk about the mindset principles because it's a matter of consistency and a lot of reps. I'm thankful, we say it all the time. I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. And again, is it changing a lot on a daily basis? Not really. But it's shifting your focus from maybe a negative to a positive. And again, sometimes it's going to be something you love. And sometimes it's something I, I don't hate as much, right? What is a little thing that I like about running? What's a little thing I like about maybe, you know, lifting legs, and then honing in on that. So it's a mindset shift, but it's a focus shift. And that can make all the difference in a season or in a practice.
Right. We always talk about making gratitude your greatest weapon, weaponizing gratitude. And the way to do that is it starts with, what do you enjoy? What do you like? You're not going to be grateful for something that you don't enjoy, at least to some extent. Right. So think about it. even the weight cutting aspect of the sport. Not that you should be pulling too much weight. We've had many episodes on this. But the point is that there's still got to be some kind of enjoyment of that process. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to find the gratitude. Like, okay, I make a weight class, it's hard, but then I get to wrestle. I get to do what I love. So be as detailed and specific as you possibly can. And going back to, I think about the, getting back to the ideals of, or the reason why you started wrestling. Number one reason why people start wrestling, and they've done studies on this, is because it's fun. Fun is the number one reason. So thinking about the fun aspect, how it was, not thinking so much of what we don't like about the sport. And like you said, I thought that was really good, where we don't think about it as much. Like maybe we're naturally tend to think more about what we don't like about something, not as much when we're a kid. It's almost like we learn something new as we get older. I mean, think about our kids. They'll run outside in the cold. They'll run outside in the freezing cold. My son Joseph will run right through a puddle, and he's just thinking, I get to splash. He's got all dirt and all kinds of gook on him, and it's just like, hey, I'm having fun. He's not thinking, well, now I got to get clean after and this and that. So as a kid, you're more likely to just do things to have fun. And then we unlearn that to a certain extent. It's kind of a biblical timeless lesson there, where unless you become like a child, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And of course, there's a lot of caveats there of what that means. But, you know, a child has total trust in their parents. And we're supposed to have total trust in God, which is, you know, again, one of those Penn State themes, right? God is ultimately in control. And thinking more in terms of what we do like. A kid will run right through, you see with your kids too. Well, our kids, they'll eat food. They'll eat a lot. They have a big, big bellyache after. They weren't thinking about it. They just wanted to eat that food. Well, we have to have a little bit of that attitude, not that entire attitude, because you do have to grow up and there's, you know, there's things that go with that, but making sure that you do have that childlike innocence in you of, this is fun. This is good. Like running into practice. I remember us getting to JP Stevens, we were Mad Hawks, rec days. It's like you'd get in the building, the high school, we'd run through the doors to get to the gym. It's like you don't see that as much when you get older.
That's right. And then I would even say, is it worth it if you're not having fun? Right? If you're really not enjoying the sport, is it worth it? You could be a state champ or a national champ. Of course, there's going to be benefits of that, right? Having great success. But if you really don't love it and it's not in your heart, is it worth it? You know, I mean, I look back at some regrets I have. My senior year of wrestling is, you know, is it losing in the state finals? Not really. I tried my best. I tried to win. It's like, did I enjoy much of the season? And maybe part of it is cutting too much weight, but also just putting too much pressure on myself, you know, not focusing on the opportunity that you have and how much you love these different things like we're talking about. But, you know, I would say that's losing the ball game too. You could become, maybe I win that last match, but it's like, I won the last match. You're a state champ. You're a national champ. You're happy, but you weren't happy the rest of the season. Is that a win? Is that a win? I would say, I mean, yeah, it's a win in the finals. It feels good, but you could have done better.
Right. Again, it's, you're doing it because you love it. I think of Michael Jordan, the love of the game clause that he had in his contract. So Michael Jordan in the NBA, one of the rules was you can't play basketball in the off season, like outside of the team. I think that had to do with, you know, liability, injury. You're paying these people millions and millions of dollars. If they get hurt, well, you know, you're paying them, right? So he wasn't allowed. So they, you know, he had to sign that, but they wanted him to sign it. But he said he can't sign that because he can't just sign that contract. No basketball in the off season because he loves basketball, and basketball is like his de-stressor. It's enjoyment. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It helps him clear his head. It helps him cope with difficulties in life. So he actually signed, they came up with a love of the game clause of Michael Jordan. So he was allowed to play if it was for the love of the game in the off season. So that's a powerful thing right there. And you know, again, good luck competing against someone. If it's just a chore for you and you hate it, good luck competing against someone like a Michael Jordan who does this because it de-stresses him. He enjoys it. It's fun for him. It helps him cope with life, you know, in a certain way. Recreation. I mean, what is, break down the word recreation, recreate. Recreation is meant to recreate your soul so that you're able to do the more important things in life, things that go beyond sports, faith, right, family, school.
That's right. And then the last thing I'm thinking here is just make it a goal to have fun. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like one of my goals this season. Of course, you have your goals, state champ, district champ, state place winner, All-American, national champ. Make it a goal to have more fun. You know, I want to enjoy this season more than I did last season. Right. I had two wrestlers last year. One was a two-time state champ going for his third. One was third, second going for his first state title. And both of them, that was one of the things we talked about, having a goal to have more fun. And both guys ended up winning. One ended up winning a third state title. The other one pinned in the finals, won his first state championship. And I think a big part of it was having that sub focus of, yeah, I want to do well. Naturally, they want to be a state champion. You know, they want to compete well, but also they want to enjoy the season. And it's just sometimes it's like that's left on the back burner. But again, when we're talking about recreation, we're talking about a sport. If we can't have fun playing a sport, man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble long term.
Yeah, and I will say this because we talk about having fun and enjoying it. I get it. Wrestling is very hard. Like that's kind of like the elephant in the room here. Wrestling is a very physically, mentally, and emotionally demanding sport, maybe more than any other sport because there's a weight class. It's just so it is very hard. When you think about wrestling, the first thing we tend to think is wrestling's hard. Okay, but I've yet to meet a serious wrestler that doesn't also look at that hard aspect of wrestling as a badge of honor, of something that they really are proud of and something that they, you know, even boast to an extent to their friends and family members, other civilians, non-wrestlers, lay people, non-wrestlers who, you know, this is hard. Like I cut this weight. I go through these 3-hour practices. I go against this tough competition. Like it's hard. We like that about the sport. And that's what I'm saying before about getting back to that, reminding yourself of that. It's real easy to forget that when you're entering the postseason, when you're pulling weight, when times are tough, when, you know, you're in that January grind or any grind during the season or when things aren't going so well. You have a couple of losses, you underperform a few matches. It's all part of the process. Don't forget the fact that you like the hard, you like the difficulty. Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own, he said it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. It's the hard that makes it great. Don't forget that when you're in the state quarterfinals, state finals, wrestle off, competing against a friend sometimes, competing against a family member sometimes. Don't forget that you like the challenge. You live for the hard aspect of wrestling. That's a badge of honor. So embrace it. You love it. You live for this. Just like all those wrestlers, not just those wrestlers. Listen, looking at Jordan Burroughs, Kyle Dake, David Taylor, Kyle Snyder. Kyle Snyder got pinned in the world finals against Sad July. He came off the mat. He was real proud of his effort, and he said he enjoyed himself. Good luck competing against a guy like that. You think that, oh, well, maybe that's an accident. That's the reason why these guys attain that level of success, that even during the difficulties, they're still enjoying the process. It's one thing to say that. It's another thing to really believe it. And that's why mindset coaching, why mindset training is so critical. You need a mindset coach. Everyone does. So get a hold of us. Start now. Now is the best time to start. People ask us all the time, when's the best time to start mindset training? Right now. St. Paul says it in the New Testament and applies every bit as much. Not every bit as much, but it applies, number one, to the spiritual life, but it absolutely applies to mindset training in the natural life. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. You'll never regret starting today. Don't wait till New Year's. Start now. So get your mindset training in. Get a hold of us, mindset@wrestlingmindset.com, or go to our website, wrestlingmindset.com. Fill out the free trial form. Get a hold of us. But this is something that you need to work on a regular basis. It does not happen automatically. You have to understand that it doesn't happen automatically. It takes time. So make sure you get a hold of us. And why don't you tell them about, we're hiring. We're looking for mindset coaches.
We're hiring. We're growing. We have over 100 mindset coaches now, and we have a goal of having over 200 by next year. So if you're a former wrestler, coach, we need you. We need you. We need good mentors, good former wrestlers who are looking to make a difference in wrestlers' lives, in athletes' lives. So reach out to us, mindset@wrestlingmindset.com.
Great thing about working for, again, there's you could do a part-time option, you could do a full-time option. If you were just interested in the bare minimum of part-time mindset coaching, doesn't require much, about 5 hours a week. And guess what? It's all virtual. We work with individuals over the phone. We work with teams on over Zoom. So you don't even have to leave your house. I know there's a lot of wrestlers out there, former wrestlers out there, who would love to be more involved in the sport. We hear this all the time, but they just can't coach a team. They can't, you know, they're spread too thin. They have families of their own. They're busy. Well, almost anyone could be anyone serious and good mentor wanting to help the kids. You could be a mindset coach. There's a place where you could stay involved in wrestling and all of your years of experience and all this great knowledge you have in your head that's just laying dormant. You could give that to another kid. And when you see that, when you see the impact you have on someone, we hear this from our mindset coaches all the time, the impact they have on the kid, not just in wrestling, but in school and in life, there's nothing like that. People look for job satisfaction and fulfillment. It's very hard to think of anything that comes close to having that impact on another kid's life where they say, you changed my life. You made a difference. You made me a better person. Thank you. So get a hold of us if you're looking to do that. Again, message us, mindset@wrestlingmindset.com. And we remind you, as always, that whether it's wrestling, sports, business, school, life, any domain, mindset makes the difference. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.